And welcome back inside the cave on this Thursday morning. Pat Hayes along with Jeff Bowman with you this morning. And coming up, we hope to have head coach Wayne Perry on from Sand Creek High School. Wayne is taking care of the All-Star Baseball game that's coming up this Monday, 6 o'clock at Nicolay Field on the campus of Adrian College. Should be a great ball game, and a lot of great players from around the county going to be slugging it out for bragging rights.
Just texted, say he's trying. For whatever reason, it's not going through with his phone, so we might have to try calling him in a second if it doesn't
okay.
work.
All right, we can also do
But
that.
Yeah, the game is Monday at 6 p.m. at Nicolay Field. $5 to get in per person. So if you want to watch some good baseball.
We're broadcasting that game right here on 96.5 The Cave. So if you can't make it out, certainly join us for the broadcast.
Yes. But again, there's a pretty good roster. I mean, looking at some of these players on this teams, especially the Navy team, you've got six onset guys, and Coach Matt Randall is coaching, and so you got a lot of Onstead guys there on that. Here, try this number, Patrick.
Okie dokie.
But, you know, that Onstead team that was very successful, but you've got so many seniors they had on that team. So they've got Logan Hunt, Alex Liverio, Lincoln Lipinski, Harrison Moore, Brody Drew, Brock Shoemaker, all on that squad, so some good ones there. Matt Samborski from Tecumseh, and Addison's got a couple. Nick Trumbull and Zach Conley, Jacob Reinke, Carson Varga from Morenci, and then three from Sand Creek: Luke Quintero, George Hillard, and Zach Higgins. So we're able to get through.
We've got Wayne on the other end of our line. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
And we're going to be talking about the All-Star Baseball game coming up, and you are setting that up, the game coming up this Monday at Nicolay Field. 6 o'clock first pitch, and it's got to be kind of exciting, and some great players from the county going to be taking part.
Yeah, like you said, it's been a great year for Lenawee County baseball, obviously with BD and Clinton, you know, winning regional titles, and then Onstead and Hudson making deep runs, so... Yeah, we're excited, and like I said, got a great turnout for the seniors in the county, and looks like it's going to be a nice evening that night. Looks like high 80s, so should be pretty good baseball weather.
Yeah, not as hot as it was last night, eh?
No, last night was a toasty one. We had our Legion game over at Adrian College, and it was toasty. So,
well, I kind of ran down a little bit of the Navy team while we were waiting, you know, with Coach Matt Randall coaching that one and a couple of your Sand Creek players. And then on the opposite side, Chris Dubs from Madison is coaching. And on that team, we've got Asher Bryja and Tyler Van Etten from Lenawee Christian. And a few from Clinton: Zach Kovac, Derek Tomlak, Kyle Wenk, and Ethan Harrington. Henry Smith from Blissfield. And a couple from Madison: Walker Claiborne, Eli Ruiz. And then from Hudson: Nick Copen, Peyton Rogers, Bronson Mary, Ethan Mary, and Jackson Miller. And then Nico Johnson, Hunter Wynn, and Mason Mueller from BD. So these coaches are going to have fun with these lineups.
Yeah, like I said, there's a lot of talent on both sides, top to bottom. It'll be interesting, like I said, to see how it plays out. So we're excited. You know, this is our fifth year doing it. It's been, you know, last year we had a nice crowd at Nicolay, and we're expecting another nice crowd as well this year.
Well, how do you decide? I mean, I know you're putting it together, but – you got Matt Randall and Dubs coaching this year. How do you work out the coaches every year?
It's usually they just want to volunteer. You know, if I could get some guys to help out with them. You know, last year I think Coach Tuttle ran the East team with it being his last year and all. We kind of did that with all the Blissfield coaches. And then Chris has kind of helped me out in the past. And, you know, Matt's kind of done the West for us as well. So, you know, but... You know, I think Joe Gillis at Clinton's helped out. Obviously, I've helped out in the past. Tom Bullinger from Tecumseh. So, you know, if any of the coaches are interested in helping, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, the more they can do and the less you can do when it actually comes on field stuff, that's probably the better with you trying to organize this thing.
Yeah, last year was kind of the first year I didn't really coach on the field. I kind of just kind of went around, made sure everything was in line, and, you know, I was fine with that. And like I said, having you guys announce the game on Monday, that's, you know, pretty awesome as well. So, you know, maybe I can sneak up to the box here during the game and touch base with you guys as well.
Yeah, John Kane will be up there bringing everything to you. So, yeah, you can sneak up and pull on his ponytail, I guess. Well, again, you know, is it tough getting some of these guys to play? I mean, I see a few names, you know, that aren't out there were some of the guys that, you know, we talked about a lot during the season. But how is it trying to put a roster together?
Well, this year, like I said, with, you know, the four county teams making a little longer run, it was a little bit tougher. Got a lot more kids that called late. That's kind of why the Hudson team is on the yellow. Normally go east and west, but, you know, I didn't have enough kids on the east team, so I put the big crew of the Hudson boys on the yellow team this year. And then after we had the roster set, I had three kids basically from the east give me a call and say what they wanted to play. So that's kind of where we're at. You know, I see, we have one Decumseh kid on our roster, and then we had a couple, like I said, other kids calling late. So that's just kind of how it worked out this year.
I'm assuming that these are all seniors?
Yes, yep. Only open to the senior class. So, like I said, we're excited, though. You know, got some good talent throughout the county. So it should be interesting on Monday.
Again, it's $5 to get in. That just kind of helps offset all the costs with the uniforms and that.
Yeah, yep. Helps with the uniforms, takes care of the umpire fees. We do a little plaque for the player of the game. In the past, we've had the Telegram Coach of the Year and Player of the Year has been announced as well, and that is going to take place again, you know, before the game on Monday as well. So that's always kind of a neat little thing.
Yeah, nice. Well, this is, again, quite a year, and I know, you know, you were facing some of these teams that had pretty good runs. It was nice to see that, you know, the success, and then to have three teams being able to play in Adrian to represent the county was real nice. Even though Buchanan came away with a win, it was nice to have, you know, three different teams there taking part.
Yeah, unfortunately, we were playing Legion Ball down in Ottawa that weekend, so I didn't get to make it up on that Saturday. But, yeah, you know, I'm sure for the county, if you're a baseball junkie, it was pretty neat to go over there and watch three county teams, you know, participate. Obviously, sounds like Buchanan's a pretty good program, got a couple really good arms. So, you know, but it was a nice run for the county teams this year.
Yeah.
Talking about Legion Ball, do a lot of these players play for some American Legion team?
We have quite a few county kids on the Adrian team, but we're very young. We have Braylon Stover, who's playing in the game on Monday. He's on our roster. And then I think that's pretty close to it as far as we got a lot of sophomores and juniors. So he's the only kid that will be participating in the All-Star game that's on our Adrian roster.
Yeah, this is, you know, going back to the Legion a little bit, there is some you know, you look like you guys might have a pretty good team from the Adrian Legion this year.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't know what to expect because we're very young this year. We got a lot of sophomores and juniors. I knew we had a lot of decent arms. I just didn't know where we were going to be offensively, but we've swung it pretty good up at this point. So we got a game today at 10 over at Blissfield and a game at noon. You know, we played obviously last night. So we got, you know, four or five days here in a row we're going to play some baseball. So hopefully the weather cooperates. It's pouring here in Decumseh right now, so I don't know. I haven't been over that way to Blissfield, but hopefully we can get them in today at 10 and 12.
Yeah, no kidding. I didn't realize it was raining at all there. Now, again, Blissfield is back in the Legion fold again?
Yep. They will be in the AA. Clinton has a Legion team, as well as obviously Hudson. So there's four county teams that have – or four Legion programs in the county that have teams, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it works out this year.
Again, is that a little harder then to try to, you know, draw from then? And because there's so many, it's some of these players that you might have been able to, you know, have a lot of Clinton guys in the past, you're not being able to pick up, and, you know, with Blissfield back in, you're not getting some of them, and, you know, it's kind of different having to, you know, make sure reaching through different districts to grab players?
Well, this year isn't bad because Clinton and Hudson are still single A. Blissfield is the only double A with Adrian, obviously. So, but the state's doing away with single A next year, so everybody that has a Legion team is going to be double A. So it's going to be obviously a little bit tougher. You know, single A rules, you know, you don't have to get a waiver signed, you know, from any of the schools in the area. Where double A you do. So like I said, next year it's going to be a little bit tougher if Clinton and Hudson have a Legion program, obviously, along with Blissfield and Adrian. It'll be a little bit tougher to, you know, bring a couple kids from Clinton, because we have a couple kids from Clinton right now on our Adrian team. So, you know, right now we don't have to get the waiver, but next year we will. So it'll be a little bit different next year. We'll see how it works out, though.
What's some of the reasoning behind only having one division?
I'm not sure on that. You know, the big thing is because single A, there is a ton of teams. Obviously, the UP has a handful of single A teams. Or double A, which is, you know, obviously Midland Berry Hills, the power in the state of Michigan. And obviously that's, you know, they have the regional. And then obviously if you win the regional, you advance and make it to the World Series there, where single A is just, you know, you play your state tournament. After the state tournament, you're done. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it works out next year because, like I said, there is a ton more single A teams than there is double A throughout the state. And we'll see what happens next year. Hopefully that'll even up the playing field a little bit. And, you know, there'll be, you know, hopefully 16 to 20 double A next year and make it a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting to see how they're going to do that. So,
you were saying that it was raining in Tecumseh. Just looking at the weather radar here, it looks like there is a system going across the state of Michigan, but it looks like it should be out of here within an hour or so. So clear skies behind this system going through. So that's looking good for some baseball today.
That's a good thing because we've got a lot of baseball over at Blissfield. Like I said, we play two today, and I know they've got games all day today and tomorrow, Friday, obviously Saturday and Sunday. So we'll see how it works out. Hopefully the weather cooperates.
Well, Wayne, if you get any rain, then you can blame that on Pat Hayes because he's the one that's telling you that you're going to be okay. So
yep, I got you.
So, don't blame me at all, Wayne. It's all Pat.
I'll take the responsibility. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, it's going to be a little bit better, I think, temp-wise. I mean, obviously last night it was still in the 90s when we played at the Nick, and obviously you get a little bit more heat off that turf. So but it is pretty toasty this morning. A lot of, you know, it's pretty muggy. So we'll see. I don't know what this rain will do. It'll probably make it worse, to be honest with you, but we'll see what happens.
Well, once again, Monday night for the Lenawee County All-Star High School baseball game at Nicolay Field at Adrian College. Again, 6 p.m., $5 to get in. And, you know, if you can't get there, it's going to be here on the Cave. But get on out and go watch some really good baseball because there's a lot of great players that are on these two teams' rosters. So have fun, enjoy.
Yep, we will, and I appreciate, like you said, the coverage. That'll be pretty neat this year being on the air. And like I said, last year we had the biggest crowd we've had since we put it on 4 or 5 years ago, so we're expecting the same thing on Monday as well.
Great.
Well, I'll be good. Thanks again to Wayne Perry, the high school baseball coach at Sand Creek, and also, again, works with the Adrian Legion program we were talking about as well. So, Wayne, enjoy the this hopefully good weekend of weather and go win some ball games.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right, Wayne Perry, Sand Creek High School head baseball coach, our guest here on Inside the Cave.